I see you. Alonzo, what up, what up, what up? Get into this theme song. That's the Black Culture theme song. Get into the theme song. What up, what up, what up? How are we doing, everybody? What's up, Culture Nights? We are back. It's your boy Jersey, and we got a brand new episode of Black Culture to break down today for you.
Yes.
Okay. So what I need y'all to do right now is click the arrow right below. Ba bang. All right. You're gonna be in the money when you do that. And send out to everybody in your network. I need you guys to get people to pull up on us on this live. We got from BD Bad Girls Club Season 4. All right. Miss Florina will be in the building.
Yes.
All right. So definitely tap in. I know y'all got a lot of questions. I know y'all definitely gonna be getting in tune. Yo, one thing I will say about these Bad Girls Club fans, y'all are fanatics.
Yes.
Okay, y'all don't play no games, y'all don't miss nothing, and y'all want to know what's up.
Yes.
So let's see if we can get Flo on here. But how we doing? We usually be here on a Sunday, but today we're here on a Monday for a revival.
Yes.
This is Flo's second attempt. Hold on.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, she's in the building. I see her in the building. But how we feeling today, y'all? Yo, y'all know what the vibes is. It's all about infectious vibes. We here to push the culture forward. We definitely tapping into everybody that's excellent. And definitely Flo has had a career that's quite excellent, I would say, in terms of like representing for reality stars on TV. Flo's one of the originals. I got to give it to her.
Yes.
100% fact. What up, Demetrius? All right, Flo, I see you in the building. Can we definitely get you to request... Send a request, and then we're going to get you on here. We are ready for you. But anyways, make sure y'all ask y'all questions on the back, and we're about to get into this conversation. If y'all wasn't here on Sunday, I hope y'all was definitely tapped into the replay, okay?
Yes.
I had Miss Layla Lynn. Y'all know her. She has, like, what, 400,000 subscribers? 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. She breaks down everything in pop culture. We talked about everything from Travis Scott straight back to, you know, Jay-Z on Instagram. Deleting it right away.
Yes.
Said he's not gonna have that one.
No.
He don't want to do that one. So it's all good. He'll be back when he gotta promote something else, I think. It's 100% facts. Alright, I see Miss Flo is definitely sent. Let's get the conversation. It's on my face. Let's get the conversation. Right. How we feeling, everybody? There she go. What up, Flo?
What's going on? Yo, first of all, before you even start talking. Because I'm a whole ass medium, so I just want to let you know. I want to know something. Do you work with, are you or anybody else a Gemini, a Cancer, Aries, Leo, or a Sag? Do you know anybody of these signs?
Yeah, I know some Aries.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me, before I jump into, you know, I don't want to steal the spotlight, but so. I was feeling a lot of energy before I got onto your live. When I say a lot of energy, I'm talking about shaking from the feet up. Now, one thing I could tell you that was prevalent throughout this whole time was I was getting, I was hearing about somebody getting shot in the lungs. Now, it could be viewers that I'm channeling into or somebody that you might know, but I was picking up that somebody was shot in the lungs. That's like here underneath the chest. And I couldn't really breathe before I started your show. So like I was having like my nose was congested, my throat, I felt like I was congested and full of like I couldn't breathe. So, and again, I'm having a, like the labored breathing. So I don't know if that was anybody else, anybody who was here who whose family member died of something with the chest and the lungs or somebody was shot in the lungs or the chest. But I wanted to just put that out there and let you guys know. And then an Aries came through. I circled Aries here in the middle. Somebody who's an Aries came through. I saw some conflict come through. Now, you know, I'm just putting it out there, so maybe it'll resonate with you. I heard dad, okay? I heard dad, and then next to dad, I wrote down heart and lungs, okay? And then I also wrote Tay, the name Tay and Tanya. And then I wrote sister had a baby. And then it says grandma and Lawrence, the name Lawrence. So I just wanted to put that out there, so maybe... Because maybe some people in here, I don't know who it's for, but.
Well, I'm going to say this. I do have a cousin named Lawrence. Is an Aries. so.
Wait, you have a cousin and his name is Lawrence. And he's an Aries.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yo, I shit you not. Look, Aries and then the name, hold on, where is it? Aries and Lawrence right there, look.
Crazy.
So maybe he came through for a reason. Did he lose somebody close to him? Did he lose somebody close to him?
Not that I know of.
So okay. Okay.
But we I feel like during this time, we all kind of lost somebody close to us.
Yeah, that's you know, true.
But I'm just like thinking like that connection, but no, I wasn't able to put that one together. But hopefully it's not a premonition.
No, it could be. Here's the thing. It could be. So let me ask you a question. Do you relate to the father who passed away?
My dad passed away quite some, but like maybe when I was a kid, though.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when they passed away. I tell people this all the time. They're like, I didn't know my grandma. I'm like, girl. Your grandma knows too. You know what I'm saying? And so, because he was the first one that was like, dad, I'm the dad. Okay. So like, I really want to say that. Why am I hearing 8 years old?
Not eight. It was about five.
Okay. All right. So you were young when it happened. Okay. So I was hearing 8 years old, but my dad passed when I was 8 years old. So it could be that he was just showing me like very young. Do you know what he passed away from? Was it anything with the chest and the heart?
Diabetes.
Okay. Did it have anything to do like with breathing at the end of his life? Did he was not able to breathe?
If I'm not mistaken, you know, I kind of like tune all that stuff out, but I definitely.
Why do you tune it out? Let's get to it because there's a reason this came up. Let me just say. So you let me know if I'm stepping boundaries because as a medium, sometimes I have to give spirit boundaries because they'll just want to say what they want to say. They've been holding it in forever. And so, of course, if somebody's coming through for me, I'm not going to like stop it because it means that they've been waiting to say this because as soon as I was getting like not ready because I was cleaning my whole house, it's just so everybody knows it's the 11-11 portal today, which means spiritual energy could travel through different dimensions. And also if you were having a negative experience with your journey, this is the time to flip the switch and go into the positive portal. Okay. So when I'm doing this, before I get ready to do your interview, I'm sitting and I'm having this ultra nervous feeling as if I don't say something, it's like, I'm wasting my time right now. Like as if somebody was like, you need to, first of all, do you know that you're related to like ancient Egyptian pharaoh type energy? Did you ever feel that energy like you were a pharaoh or god or something like something like this? Like okay, when we say god, you know what I'm talking about. Like you know there's some link to you. Like you can almost picture yourself sometimes almost as if you're like a king and people are bowing down to you. And so I'm going to say your ancestors are giving me pharaoh energy. Somebody was standing in front of everyone and people are bending like, hey, oh, like the king is here. And I'm not saying that to gas your head up. I don't say this to everybody that I do like any type of reading for. It is important for you to know just how powerful you are is what I just heard. Exactly like that. Cause I'm getting the sense that sometimes, what I'm hearing is, I don't think he sees himself the way that we see him. So when I hear we see him, I feel ancestors standing there being like, tell him. Okay. I'm sorry. Am I doing too much right now?
No. You're too much. You're doing.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, so Nubian right there, she just said, look at his stature. It definitely gives off regal energy. And so I didn't even, like, I've never met you, like, face-to-face. We've talked on the phone. And, you know, from what I got from your energy, very trustworthy, very loyal, right? However, this is, my point is I'm trying to give you something else here because it's a very important vibration that I picked up before I started your live. When I say my body, I gotta say my sacral chakra was vibrating. Like my sacral meaning down, like not my vagina, but like my private area was, and that means that you're very connected to the divine feminine, right? So if you can make, I hate to say it this way, but if you can make a woman's thing vibrate before she speaks to you, it means that there's sacred energy about you. That's like the flower of life, sacred energy, sacred geometry, like the Archangel Metatron, the one who sits next to the throne of God. So what I want to say, what I heard, the second that I came, that I had this like concept in my head, when I walked into this reading, my feet from my head started vibrating like crazy. I heard Dad, and I heard, you need to tell him who he is. Now, when I say I need to tell you who you are, I cannot specifically point out to you exactly like which bloodline you come from, but what I can say to you is the bloodline is important. It's because what I'm seeing, it's weird. I'm seeing veins that have blue blood in them. So I don't know what that means exactly, but we could talk, that could be Arturian energy, which is the Arturian alien energy, right? For those of you who know and obviously are not still half asleep. Yes, our ancient ancestors are starseed beings from the skies. They have come down for centuries. And I just got the biggest pinch in my left ankle. Like something just pinched me so hard in my left ankle. So that could mean that, I want you to find out about this if you don't know too much about it. Find out if your dad's left foot, something was wrong with it before when he passed away. Find out about that. Maybe he either lost it or something happened with the left foot, because I just got like stabbed in the left foot. Okay. Okay. So I just heard, it's weird because I'm just going to say what I heard. I heard binaural beats. And when I hear binaural beats, so that's linked to like music that you listen to that kind of like brings your vibration up. There's nothing I could tell you about like you having a positive attitude in life, because it seems to me that I'm hearing all roads point to success. So I don't know if you were questioning something. If you're trying to start a business, if you are trying to start something, a business or launch something, I'm hearing this so strongly, by the summertime, it's gonna take off. So whatever I am hearing clothing line for some reason. I don't know what that's alluding to, but I'm hearing like a clothing line for you. I don't know if you ever thought about that. Have you ever thought about a clothing line?
I used to have a clothing line that I was thinking about reviving, but not a cat's out the bag. Wait.
Sorry, that was supposed to be a secret, my bad. That's why you gotta watch for me, because sometimes I reveal secrets by accident.
Absolutely, Flo. We're gonna get into all of this, but you definitely.
Okay. That's it. I just wanted to say all that. We're good. We're good now.
I needed
you to know that.
Listen, I appreciate that, and it felt genuine and real, because a lot of those things definitely connected and landed with me. Mm-hmm. So, Nelia, appreciate that. And somewhere along the conversation, this will come up again, because I feel like we're going to get into some conversations that's going to be revolutionary tonight. So I'm excited about having you on the show.
I'm excited, too.
Okay. So if I'm not just tuning in, we actually have Flo in the building. All right. So, Flo, let everybody know what you do and who you are.
So if anybody doesn't know, I'm ex Bad Girls Club member, show Bad Girls Club, reality star, first Albanian to have her own reality TV show in America. Highest ratings on Oxygen Network, not just the show Bad Girls Club, my episode Go With The Flow. I had my own show called Flo Gets Married. I've done several other Tyra Banks show and a couple other talk shows and things like that. I've been featured on a few different talk shows and all that. But now, after the show, after All Star Battle and things, kind of like went downhill for me a little bit. I guess the fame life kind of hit me a little too quickly. And then I changed my life around. I guess you could say I'm a bad girl gone good, kind of, right? And so, that journey there took me to where I am today, which is to live my true mission, my purpose in life, which is to help others heal through the trauma that I went through. And so trying to help others understand that their trauma is also happening for a reason, and they chose it so that they can be healers at the end of the day. It's like Chiron, the wounded wounded healer energy. So now today I am a medium, fully a medium. That's my like main, you know, that's what I make money doing. That's what I love doing. It's my career. However, I'm also writing a book. It's called, there's one, it's called As Real As It Gets, which is pretty much a biography, a life story of mine. And one is, I Want It, I Got It. It's a book for manifestation and spirituality to teach people how to get through the spiritual awakening and the process. I also have done music. I'm also good with music. I have produced music videos before, and I write music, and I'm I can act. I do it all. But my main thing is I am a medium, and I am what you would call a philanthropist, you know. So I'm like kind of like wanting to help the world type of light worker, starseed, empathic person, you know.
Absolutely. And you ain't gotta even say it. We could just feel that's exactly what you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But let's walk it back to how we got introduced to you. You pulled up on TV on like you said, Bad Girls Club as Flo, and you've been here ever since. But walk us back through Flo back in that. Put us back in that mindset. What made you be like, yo, I'm gonna audition for Bad Girls?
So again, I knew always that I was gifted and stuff like that. I just didn't know where to take my life. And I was working in law offices. I was always working for lawyers, and I was a paralegal, you know, pretty much my whole life. I did immigration law. And I was working in a law office once, and the guy that worked there, he was like mistreating me and stuff. And I got like tired of it. Like he would sexually harass me all the time, like invite me out for lunch. And I was like 18 years old. 40. So I remember just being like, how come every time I like work somewhere, like I'm so sick of this, I'm tired of it. So I went to my apartment, I had my own place at the time, and I looked in a mirror, and something just like, when I say like a voice hit me, and this is true, that's why I have to explain it this way, a voice like hit me and was like, sign up for a show. And I was like, huh? And I just heard it, and I just got on the computer, and I was like, all right, reality shows, for hire or whatever. And I saw a show called Bad Girls Club, and I saw Tanisha beating the shit out of Genovesia, which is like she was beating her ass. And I was like, this show would be perfect, right? So so I'm like, you know, I sign up, and this is how I know I heard that voice and it was meant to be. I signed up, and legitimately the next morning I went to the La Parca Meridian at 8 a.m. She interviewed me, the lady, and she was like, oh my God, you're gonna be on the show. I was like, I already know that. I was like, God told me. And she was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? And then that's it. I get on the show. I literally went on expecting to have an adventure, to just go, you know, I'm gonna get on the show and just have some fun, make a little money, and just, you know, get out of there. And from there, I'm just gonna say, like, I was not expecting the results that I was gonna have from it, you know? Like, I'm like the underdog.
Get into the results and all that. Like, walk us through, like, if you're allowed to, like, what was the contracts? Were they like, all right, you're not allowed to fight, you're not allowed to this? Did they say that, was it like you got paid per episode? The fans want to know these stuff.
So the when we talk about the money status of it, Bad Girls Club, my season was just beginning. It was like just beginning. It was the fourth season. So they kind of were not, they were broke, Oxygen. So the girls all got $4,000 checks, plus we got $1,000 every Friday cash. Every Friday they would give us $1,000. It's like a per diem type of thing. And that was one of the things. The contract basically stated, you're signing your life away. If something happens to you, we don't give a fuck. And also it was, as long as you don't hit somebody first, you can't go home. It doesn't matter if they hit you, then you fight, or, you know, it gets egged on. And then you know, if anybody saw the episode, where I came back and like, I was like, please, Amber, don't send me home. You know, that was all set up. Like they were like, go inside and beg her to stay. And I'm like, no, she pushed me in the pool first. And it's the behind the scenes of it is ultra shady. And if you're not smart, you're going to get taken for a ride. And a lot of the girls did. And this is why a lot of the bad girls go through what they go through, which is a lot of hell. You know what I mean? A lot of them, you guys see the bad girls, you see them. They've been, one of them locked up, this one killing somebody in the hotel. It's just crazy shit. It's crazy shit. So, one second. So, the contracts and everything, that's basically it. You're signing your life away. You take a test, right? Because they want to see how crazy you are. So you take a test that has like 300 questions. I can remember it was like 200-300 questions, and they did shit in the test, but because I'm very intelligent, I noticed it. They would ask the same question on different pages to see if you were a liar, to see if you were a sociopath, a narcissist. They were checking these things. I had taken psychology in school, so I was kind of like, okay, I see what they're doing with this. So I played dumb, like, yeah, I'm crazy. Or like, you know, I would lie a couple of times or whatever. And that's all, that's the process, you know, they eliminate people. I remember being in a room with 15 other girls, and some were showing their tits, this were doing, and I got up and I was like, I'm not fucking doing this. I was like, what is this, the slut club? And I walked out and the lady was like, you, what's your name? And I was like, Flo. She was like, come back tomorrow. I was like, okay. You know, so it's a process of like, you know, we want me to really keep it real with you. It's real shady business. You know what I'm saying? Like when we talk about the reality show game, everybody that you see on those shows, they're all playing a part that they're told to play. And the thing that the producers and everybody didn't, they loved me because I was like natural, and they would try so hard to be like, say this, do that. And I'd be like, I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that. And I would never go with what they would tell me to do. And so what happened was they were mad because I wouldn't, but then people ended up seeing that I was being real about it. And they could see like the other girls were acting, and they were like, okay. Like, so, you know, it's a lot of fake shit and it's a lot of real shit. But like with me, I always tell people that was me 100%. Like, I'm sorry if that was me literally the whole time. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So now, all right. So now you get into the Bad Girls Club. They say you're going to be on the show. You get the call, the contracts, you read it, you look it over. Now, was your family like, yo, you good, you got this?
Nobody knew. I didn't tell a single person. I got on a plane to LA. I told my mom, I'm not going to be around for a little bit to watch my apartment. I gave her some money, threw her some couple of thousand, was like, pay the next 2 or 3 months of rent or whatever. Then after that, cap it. And I left. She was like, where are you going? I said, like, I'm going to California. For what? I'm like, I'll be back. I can't tell nobody. I couldn't tell nobody nothing. So first of all, they were like, you could tell your family, but if they post about it, you know, it's a lawsuit. So like, I just didn't tell nobody because first of all, Albanians, if I would have said I'm going on a show called The Bad Girls Club, they would have been like, no, the fuck you're not. No, you're not. You're not going. And so what did I do? I dipped. And I was a dipper anyway. My family knew me as the, oh, she's in Boston this week. Oh, she's in Florida this week, you know? So I dipped. And funny, if you want me to keep like going with what happened after that, like not really too much. But, like, so after I dipped and the show was filmed, mind you, we were there for 3 months, okay? So our season 4, was the longest like stay. Like we stood the longest, okay? So...
Oh, no, we can't dip out stay in the season. Hold on, wait. Oh, I thought you were, no, we can't dip out the season yet. Okay, hold on, because I wanted to get, before we get.
Yeah, no. I was just going to say my season was the longest stay, like as far as like months-wise, right? So when I got home, anyway, go ahead, ask your next question, because this might have to do with your next question, so.
All right, so now you're in the house, and now you see the people that you're in the house with. Do you know who you're going to be in the house with before, or is it all so that is all real when you guys all get
I have no clue who's going to be in the house. All I know is I was told to pack my bags, going out late for 3 months, you know, and I remember just packing everything and heading out there. And as soon as we get to the house, we start meeting people. We met each other that night on site.
Got you. Now, is your initial thought process like, who am I going to have beef with when you get into a house like that? Or you just like, I'm coming here.
I was like, who am I going to have fun with? Who might I hook up with? What are we going to do? How much fun is this going to be? Again, I'm a very positive person. So I wasn't thinking, who am I going to beef with? But the first night I met Natalie, I already knew like, this bitch, she's going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a headache. But, you know, I pretty much liked all the girls, even Natalie, the whole time. I had I would laugh with them, joke. It was a lot of fun. Like, we had a lot of fun. When you really see us really fighting, you're talking about 2-3 months of us being in the house with no TV, no phones, nobody allowed over. We just started going crazy. Like, we started hate. You know, it's like being in jail. I was locked up for 8 months. But after 3-4 months of that shit, we was fighting. I fought like 5 girls in jail. You know, it's not because I wanted to. You're in each other's space constantly. It's just on their period. Like, it's crazy shit, you know? It's not easy to do that. So, like I said, I got along with everybody. I liked everyone. I thought everybody was funny and quirky, and they had their own. But, you know, they we're being pushed by producers constantly, like, fight with flow, because I wasn't fighting with nobody. I was like, yo, turn up, let's have fun, let's bring guys to the house, let's do something. You know, I was the fun one, and then the producers really would coax the girls to be like, yo, go, Flo said this about you, and then they would, like, team up on me, and a lot of them would, they would like to team up on me. That was their favorite thing to do, so.
So now, as the season go on, month one, month two, month three, do you realize, like, yo, I'm about to be a star when this is all done?
No.
And then, okay. And then now, when you even got your ankle hurt, you got pushed in the pool, did you even be like, yo, I did not sign up for this. Like, I ain't signed up to be getting my leg hurt. Like, did you feel like things were going too far? Like, talk to me.
No, you know what? I was expecting things to go further, to be honest with you. Like, for me, in my head, I was like, I signed my life away, pretty much. I signed the contract. Whatever happens, happens. And at the end of the day, I really don't give a fuck. But, like, when I fractured my ankle when me and Amber fought, and I went to the hospital, the next 2 days was my birthday. My birthday was coming up in 2 days. And so in my head, I'm like, okay, I got an excuse to leave. My ankle's fractured. I could just be like, because it was starting to get whacked. They were just like, at this point, the girls were just starting problems. Like, now it's just getting, like, corny and fucking corny. Just like, this shit is corny. I was like, I don't want to be a, and it was mad corny when I left. Like, everybody, let's be real. It got real fucking corny when I left the show. Everybody was like, that shit was corny. So, you know, I was like, fuck that. I started a fight on purpose. Like, I was like, fuck you, bitch, fuck you. Ah! You know what I'm saying? And I went home and I was like, I'm celebrating my birthday with the people that love me. Fuck this place. And I was out. You know what I'm saying?
And I do remember that, because you was like, yeah, it's a wrap. I'm out. And then they try to throw the balloons at you when you were on your way out the door. You try to go back and get them. But Flo, it's classic TV. You can't even like.
Classic. Look, man. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, again, I didn't realize until after, like you said, did you realize you were like, oh my God, I'm about to blow up? No. What Oxygen always called me for everything, because they'd be like, yo, this girl, like, she's getting, like, ratings like crazy. Like, I know people don't understand this, but the ratings are what matters. And every time I was a part of a fight or there was something that happened with Flo, the ratings went up to like 4 million viewers. And they never had those kinds of amounts of viewers. The highest viewing they ever had for the full seat for the network, forget about the show, the network, Oxygen, I beat all those records. I hold the records for my episode beating the records. My Flo Gets Married wedding special had 800,000 viewers with no promotion. Do you know how crazy that is? People are lucky to get 300,000 viewers. So, you know, I've been, you know, I guess you could say, like, people resonated with me. At first, they wanted to make me the enemy, and then they started to say, like, oh, I get this girl. Like, I'm like that, too. You know how many women I meet today, and they're like, yo, everybody always said, you're just like Flo. You're just like Flo. Like, everybody I meet, or guys in jail will be like, I used to fight with dudes in jail. I'm like, yo, you better back off. Don't change Flo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would get letters from there. Like, all the gangster real people in the world, like, I'm not just saying, like, people in jail. I'm talking about real people, like gangsters, you know, that are at home taking care of four kids and fighting their 6'3" husbands. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Those are the type of people that love me, like the real people, the humans that live in real places with real lives and real jobs. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I resonate with. So
definitely. Did you recognize, like, yo, I actually have a voice and I represent, like, with Amber, you were standing up for
the LGBT community.
Even back then, he was already stepping up for what you believed in, you know what I'm saying? And it resulted into, like, you getting pushed into the pool. But it's just the fact of, like, did you recognize that you were a voice, you know, for people?
100%. Listen, I went on the show knowing that my family could possibly disown me. And I said, my name is Flo, I'm Albanian, I'm Muslim, and I'm bisexual. And I don't give a fuck what you think about me. Do you know how hard that is to be a Muslim, Albanian, bisexual? That's insane. Like, that, yeah, Albanian articles wrote articles about me saying she's going to destroy us and she's going to kill, ruin the kids. And you know how many young Albanians came out because of me? And people were like, you know, like people would write me, you fucking dumb bitch. My daughter came out because of you. She said you gave her the strength. You made her gay. No, I didn't. She was gay. I just gave her the voice. You know, don't forget, most of the times that I fought with people, one of the times was when I was tired of guys calling girls sluts and I argued with all the girls. Another time was when Kate started talking about black sweaty people and I flipped out on her talking about shut the fuck up. And another time was when the LGBTQ community was being pushed up against. I fought for real reasons, and that's what I need people to understand. If I argue with them, people think, oh, she was hating. No, I wasn't. Like, I argued with one of the girls because she kept on portraying herself as, like, slutty, and I was like, every time you're doing that, I'm out with you, and men are coming up to me like I'm that too, so you have to stop, you know. And I fought with Natalie because she was a gold digger. Like, I mean, come on, I stood up for men, gay people, black people. Like, come on, I've been doing this shit since before it became a fucking movement, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden, everybody's fucking representing movements, and I'm like, bitch, I've been doing this. The fuck is he talking about?
Yes.
So now let's bring it back to your season recap, the ending. You went to the reunion and you definitely came in there with a vengeance. I still think that reunion is like classic TV gold. Like, yo, believe it or not, I'm sure some of these reality stars today probably look back at some of them clips and see what to kind of like act like, because you really come in there like a gangster.
and I was dead serious. Like, that was not me saying. Here's the thing, understand me, I'm not a strategic person. I don't think strategically when it comes to natural actions, okay? So when I stepped into that building, I was stepping in there as me. Like, I'm gonna fuck this bitch up. Like, she disrespected me. This is how I was, my mentality at that time. Today I would be more like, whatever, I forgive you, I move on, right? But at that point, at that time in my life, I didn't give a fuck. I was just like, I'm not gonna look like no sucker. I'll go back to Staten Island, New York, where the place is mad small, there's Albanians there, they're like, you pussy, you made us look bad. So I had to represent for my peoples, first of all, second of all, for Staten Island, third of all, for fucking everybody, because I stood up for pretty much everybody by standing up for myself. When I walked in there, like even with Perez Hilton, when I flipped on him, you know, and you're lucky because I don't talk about this with people, but the way we're speaking about it, I don't feel like we're focusing on that. I feel like more it's like the journey that led me to here, you know what I'm saying? Because I usually will deny people Bad Girls Club questions. I'll be like, I don't want to talk about it, you know, because for me, I'm trying to regroup and reorganize who I am as a person, as an individual, and I don't like to look back at it, but I look back at it now with you and I'm saying, you know what? It was a beautiful time in my life, but also, that was really me. Like, that was the real gangster in me. And I still got that gangster in me. And she hides. And I tell her all the time, you got to stay hidden, bitch, because you'll be taking me to jail and crazy shit. Like, I can't do it, you know? So, you know, it was really me. Like, this is really me. Like, I got to really, you know how people, like, I really want to say this. Like, I don't got time to fucking fake for nobody. I really don't. Like, you see me. I'm doing an interview right now. I could have been like, hair did, makeup did, nail polish did. I was like, fuck my nails. Oh, fuck it. You know what? My hair, fuck it. Like, because you know what? People are either going to accept you or they're not. And you could wear all the weaves and the makeup you want. Nobody's going to, people are not going to like you because of the way you look. They're going to like you for who you are. So.
That's 100% fact.
Yes!
Flo, you're on here spitting. Yo, if you're tuning in right now, we here on Black Culture The Breakdown. We got the girl Flo in the building. All right?
And she's
for free. All right, make sure you come on and catch this at reality TV, something you...
Yeah, cash that check, baby. That sounded like a check cashing when I go to the TD Bank and deposit.
Like those.
Ooh, money. I hear money.
Now, would you do reality? You've done so much. You did your wedding special. Then Tanisha had a show. You was on Tanisha's show. Then
I forgot about that.
You know what I'm saying? You guys built the Redemption. Y'all did so many different with the All-Stars. Y'all do Oxygen. One thing I will say is they try to keep y'all in the network. Would you, that was a time period in your life. Would you bring it back again in this time period of where Flo is at?
So I have been asked to do many, many, many shows after that. Marriage Bootcamp. There was that other one. I forgot what it was called. It was on VH1. I think it was Love and Hip Hop. Is that the one where they got like they wanted me to like fake date like some rapper and go on there and pretend I'm dating him, and then they wanted me to like pretend I was in a relationship with somebody from Marriage Boot Camp. And I said no to all of these things because first of all, my mental health at the time was very important. I was like taking care of my mental health and getting myself situated. You know, I did struggle with addiction for a little bit after the show. I kind of went through like a depression, you could say, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't say it's more like a drug addiction. I think it was more like a depression addiction. Like I like being depressed. It was fun for me. Like, I was going through it after I had my daughter. I went through postpartum. I want to just mention that so people understand we all go through it, but you can get out of it because I did. I've gotten out of it. The worst of the worst, and here I stand stronger than ever, right? But yeah, like I said,
yes.
They asked me to do season 13 of Bad Girls Club. They asked me to do Bad Girls, this one on Zeus. They asked me to do that. I said no to all these shows, and people will say, why, Flo? Why? Why didn't you just go on and get that bag? Why didn't you just do it? And I say, hey, I am trying to spread light and love to the world right now. If I were to be a part of a show where people are still fighting and beating each other up, I am only showing people that I have not grown. I have not progressed. I'm not a 39-year-old responsible mother who works, pays her bills, and doesn't owe the government shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am a responsible adult, and I need to show people that in order for you to grow, sometimes you gotta say no to big things, and that means money, because selling your soul is more than just, like, becoming rich and famous. It's more like, I don't agree with that. I don't resonate with that, but I'm gonna do it because the money's good. Now, if you do that, what are you telling yourself? Forget about the world. Forget about the world. What would I be telling myself if I would have went on a marriage boot camp and pretending that's my husband and then coming off and acting like, you know what? I don't got time for it. I don't got time for the fakeness and the phoniness. And another thing is, if I was to do a reality TV show, I've said it time and time again, I've already come up with a concept, Bad Girl Boot Camp with Flo or something where I transform people's lives. Yeah, I will. But if I'm going to go on... I cannot possibly be a part of this Bad Girls Club. If you watch any episode of it, they're destroying each other. Like they're constantly like they're just putting each other down. I can't be a part of that. It's low vibrational for me.
I understand.
Yes.
I understand. And you know, and that's the real thing. So for me, I work in entertainment as well in a different space. I dance, I do choreography, I direct. So when you gotta, and I also teach kids. So I'm always teaching my students, you gotta stay away from negative energy, no matter how dope you think somebody is, or they're so good. But if you feel like their energy's on demon time, you should probably pivot because it's not worth the suffering.
What'd you say? Say that, hold on, say that again.
If their energy's on demon time, they should pivot. Okay?
Okay.
But it's interesting to hear you say that because a lot of people are not this strong. I'm confused to see that reality stars are now porn stars, you know.
Wait, you're confused about it? You know why you're confused about it? I'm going to tell you why. So what happens to people that go on a TV show or go to be in the entertainment industry thinking I'm going to be famous when they leave and they're no longer quote, air quote, because what is fame really, right? We're all famous in our own hoods, right? When they leave there, they no longer are famous, and now they'll do anything to stay in that look at me energy. I went on a show thinking, I'm going to go on. I'm going to have fun. This is going to be great. Whatever happens, happens. And today, the word fame and me don't get along because fame is something that I have to live with because it is something that is given to me because of my, whatever you want to call it, status or whatever the fuck you want to call it, right? I don't think myself as a celebrity and all that. People see me and they're like, oh my God, it's full. And I'm like, yo, chill, guys. You're bugging. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. I don't care how big I get or how small I am. Don't act like that with me. So you have to understand that when you sign your name on that dotted line and you sign it in blood, you're going to do anything to stay in that energy of like, look at me, I'm famous. And when they don't have that fame no more, what do you think happens? They destroy themselves. They do drugs. They ruin relationships. They hate themselves. They get depressed. Some of them kill themselves. Some of them die of overdoses, which has happened to one or two of the bad girls, right? Listen, and a lot of the bad girls from the Bad Girls Club have become addicts after the show. A lot of them are in rehab. They have come to me for help, and that's not judging because I've done the same thing. And it's because your brain is not meant to be famous. And so it doesn't know how to connect those dots between like normal life and fame. And then you get off of it and you're confused. And so you, what do? You try to like hang out with different people. You ruin yourself. You lose yourself in the music, you know, the moment you own it, but you don't own it no more. And so you start going crazy. You see what I'm saying? So when you have fame and you want to be famous so bad, I tell people all the time, stop saying you want to be famous. You know what I told God when I got on that show? I hope that I get on this show and I hope one day I could help a lot of people. And here I am today. I went through shit and hell to get here, but it's okay because that was my mission. That was my purpose. God said, all right, you want to do this mission? It's going to be hard. A lot of people are going to watch you, your downfall. They're going to watch you fall. They're going to watch you get back up. They're going to watch you fall again. And then finally, they're going to watch you get back up. Once they see you get back up, now you can teach other people how to do the same thing. And that was my whole mission the whole time, is to help people become somebody.
That's
because we all,
yes.
Listen, just real quick, because we all are somebody, man. Like, everybody here is somebody. Just because somebody's on TV, don't make them better than you, baby. Just because they have a better car than you, they're prettier than you, their body's better than you. None of that matters. It's all energy, right? So we are working with the concept of energy. Energy is the real currency, not money. Okay? So what is your energetic value? What do you bring energetically to the table? What can you give to somebody energetically? Not financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, none of it. Energetically, what do you bring? Do you give energy or do you take it or do you balance it out and nurture it? Which one is it? Because we can't live like this no more. Everybody wants to be somebody, but you already are somebody. Yes. You know?
Yes! This is 100% fact. The audience is in here with you right now, rocking with you, saying chills right now. Proud of you, mama. Proud of you, Flo. Like, because they definitely, I think it's commendable, because a lot of people wouldn't turn that bag down, wouldn't turn that fame down, wouldn't turn those opportunities to connect.
That's a lot of money I turned down. That's a lot of money. But again, like Dave Chappelle said, name your price. Like his dad told him, name your price, Dave. You know, when you get in the industry, you got to name your price. And that's why he left to Africa. And I said to myself, I'm going to wait until a bigger, better opportunity comes. You know, when you deny this opportunity and that opportunity, you close one door, another door fully opens. And best believe the universe hears that. The universe heard me say, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. That's not the way I'm going to take this mission and take it to the next level. And so, yeah, I had to wait. And I'm still in the process of working on things that I want to do. But let me just tell you something. Those doors that I closed, for every door that I closed, another one opened, okay? And they opened quickly and rapidly and vividly. They were so wide open. I was like, I got to walk through this. You see what I'm saying? Like, you are never missing out. If you don't want to do something, you're not missing out on that. They're missing out on you. That's what you need to understand. So once you understand that concept, there's a video I saw, and he says, become unshakable. He is a master of the Shaolin Temple. And he says, become unshakable. But what he meant by become unshakable is hold value to nothing, and you will never lose anything. Do you see what I'm saying to you? When you hold value to nothing, if tomorrow my whole house, God forbid, the angels protect, fell down to the ground and I lost everything. I didn't lose anything because none of this stuff has value to me. You know what has value to me? Me, my child, my mother who's downstairs. That's it. Nothing else has value to me. So that's how you become unshakable. If you're going to go to be famous and you're going to try to be an actor and the doors get closed on you and you're sad about it, become unshakable. That has no value to me. It's fine. I will move on to the next thing. It's fine. I didn't lose anything. Move on. Don't hold on to things, because when you hold on to them, then you lose things. You don't lose something if you're not holding on to something. You see what I'm saying to you? It means nothing.
Absolutely. Okay. And I think that's an interesting perspective that people don't like to often visit. This life is definitely, especially in the way it's going, all about clout, followers, likes, you know, money. It's getting even crazier and crazier. People getting rich quick out here now. You know what I'm saying? So now money currency looking even like, what? Like, now you got to be $1 trillion to be rich. Like, what? Like,
and you know what? You just saying that is so important to the collective right now, because you said something there that people don't understand. Everybody's getting rich today. And here's the thing. There was a time where getting rich and making money was valued, and it was like, whoa, like they worked really hard to get there. Today, yeah. These little punk ass kids are behind a computer and they're making $3 million off Bitcoin and Schmitcoin and Cotcoin and all that shit. And I'm just saying, like, I'm all for it, right? I'm all for it because I want everybody to be successful. But here's the thing, even with spirituality, when people are taking tarot cards and readings and spiritual work, and everybody's all of a sudden a healer, everybody's a light worker. No, the fuck you're not. This is a sacred, sacred thing we're talking about. No, you're not. I'm just going to say this. You motherfuckers want to sit here and act like you're witches doing spells on other people, putting out negative energy into the universe, and then wondering why the fuck the collective is all fucked up and shit like COVID has to happen. Because God said, y'all motherfuckers are wilding. Hold up. Wait. That's not good. No, you're bugging.
Yes.
And instead of falling back, what does everybody do now? Every girl's on OnlyFans. Everybody's a YouTube star. And I get it. I get it. But where is the, let's work on the soul? That's what I think the whole point of, like, slowing down when the collective is being slowed down with something like the Black Plague or, you know, all those big syphilis and all those things. When all those things happened, I think the whole point of it was like God was like, nobody's connecting. I'm not talking about religion here, guys. Nobody's connecting to their spiritual nature. Nobody's connecting to nature. Nobody's connecting to, here, you have somebody named Voodoo Priestman right there. He's a spiritual worker. And what we need to understand is that's the problem. Everybody wants to connect. Like I said, every bitch is out here getting their body fixed by doctors, but bitch, you ain't even fixed your soul yet. Like, your soul, where's your soul at, bitch? Like, yeah, I'm fucking James Brown right now. Where's your soul, bitch? Like, you just really don't understand that you could fix your titties, your ass, you could make your vagina tighter because you don't fuck too many people. Whatever you do, it's not going to fix your spirit, boo. Like, your spirit's still whack. Like, you do, and I'm not making fun of nobody. This is real talk right here. Like, it's real talk. Motherfuckers need to understand, if we don't wake the fuck up to what we are, truly divine beings, that we are all connected, one source. Well, we got religion separating us even worse than before now. Now, all of a sudden, everybody, black, whites, are against each other more than ever. You got Karens against this one and this and that. And everybody's in this movement and that movement and left wing and right wing and Democrat. And listen, man. That's actually exactly opposite of what we should be doing. We should be actually and it's funny because when you see people becoming united, everybody looks at them like they're crazy. Wait a minute, what are you talking about? We're the ones who are trying to bring you together, people. Like, get it together, bring it together, stay in the love, stay in the light. All this negative, fighting, angry shit, that's the shit we're trying not to go near. Like, listen, I know this sounds crazy. I know. To those who are not woke, this sounds crazy. I channel my starseed family, the Lyrans, which have a lion's face, okay? And if you don't know, like, now you know. Like, and you have drawings of cavemen, people in the caveman days drawing, like, lion faces and alien faces and owl faces in the caves. This is not for no reason. It's because they saw someone like that. Somebody just came down in their spaceship or whatever and saw us, and that's why they had, like, all these things. Needing to understand that when I channel these energies, they're always telling me, why I'm always like, okay guys, so I don't want to call them aliens, I call them starseed families, but to people you got to say aliens because that's how they see them. They're gonna come down soon again. You know when they say Christ returns, it's actually an alien who's gonna return. I hate to tell all you guys like this, but it's really true. Don't think Jesus did not speak to a starseed being, because he did. somewhere along the lines of Starseed being was like, hey, dude, look, man, you're chosen. We're going to need you to, like, spread this message. And up here in the galaxies, we have all this, like, light shit going on and ascension and, like, becoming a light body. Can you tell people about it? He was like, yeah, sure, I will. And then everybody's like, Christianity. And he's like, what? I didn't say anything about Christianity. All I was saying was, this is how you become ascended. We all convolute everything. It's the convoluted universe, the Loras Canon. We mix shit up. Like, we are given a knowledge, and then what do? We create sex out of it. Like sex, like different pieces of something. When we're given a grand knowledge, humanity has a great way of dividing people through it. When these are knowledge, things that were brought to us to unite us, not to divide us. It's, you know?
Yes!
I definitely agree with that. And, you know, it's interesting, though, that people gravitate to what is more toxic and what's more negative. Why is it that the crazy things are the ones at the highest rating? Look at what's on Shade Room. Look at what's on Zoops. Look at what's on, you know what I'm saying? So why is it that those networks and those channels and those content?
Okay. I'll tell you why. And I've recognized this lately. Because if you watch any of my videos ever, all I do is ever talk about how the reptilian agenda, and I'm not just talking about like some, this is reptile brain. We have the reptilian brain in the back of our heads right here. If everybody doesn't know, it's the reptilian brain. Now the reptilian brain, if you look at a reptile, they're cold-hearted, cold-blooded. They don't have feelings. They'll just eat whatever like is there. And actually they say if a human has like a big, those dragon reptiles, and they're there for a while, they'll eat the human, like they'll eat them, like they don't care. So reptilian minded energies, which are forces have been here since the beginning of time. Not all of them are bad, but most of them are. They are the ones who constantly push the negative agenda on us, and actually they have taken over your governments, your major places. So understand that. And then there's the light forces who have been watching us since the beginning of time, looking out for us, stopping things from happening, taking care of us, protecting us. And then you got the reptilian agenda. The reptilian agenda is on some negative. Why do you think that? Because they run. So when we say reptilian agenda, we're talking about a link and a connection to our reptilian ancestors, our light ancestors, which they have already taken over everything that is projected onto us. These screens, these TVs and computers and all that, they've taken over all of that. Like, you know, like the monarchy and the Vatican and all the most important places in the world, like the presidents. Truman said it himself. I had an interview with an alien. He said it himself. The Vatican has admitted to having interactions with alien beings. They have admitted to it. So this is not a secret. They go, look at Enoch, look at Noah, right? These were leaders in their time. Noah was a leader. Enoch was a leader. So where are they going to go? If they're going to come here to the earth, who do you think they're going to talk to? You think they're going to talk to John across the street, or they're going to talk to the leader? So they get to the leader, tell them like, look, this is what happened. Do we know if they lie to them or not? Or do the leaders know exactly what's going to happen and they just want to take over the world? Because remember, power is a big bitch, man. It is a big bitch. And they take over everything. And then all of this negative shit gets pushed onto us constantly. You watch the news, negativity. You watch TV shows, negativity. You go to the entertainment industry. When I went to Oxygen and said, I want to do a show where I transform girls' lives, you know what they told me? We can't do that. It's too positive. We can't do that. Like, they literally said those words to me. It's too positive.
But what was the other, like, there was like, well, if you tweak this, we can maybe possibly know, just a complete shutdown?
Too positive, Flo. We can't do a show called Bad Girl Bootcamp with Flo, where you're fixing bad girls. When we have a show named Bad Girls Club, you're going to make the bad girls look bad. Then nobody's going to watch Bad Girls Club. They don't want positive stuff on TV. Look at your musicians. Let's just put the perspective in here. Look at the musicians. Do you see positive musicians making it? Or do you see pussy, twat, no. Vagina, pussy, twat, vagina, or do you see those artists making it? I'm not even judging them because it's not their fault. They don't even have a clue that they're a part of the reptilian agenda. They have no clue. Like, look at all of the symbolism. Every show they do, they got the Eye of Horus, fucking.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, fucking Eye of Horus. This dude, which I love him, but like I don't think he even has a clue. Oh, I'm gonna take my horse and roll down road, ride till I can't no more. And I love him, but he has no clue. That song, he's like, Call My Name, where he's like, you know, the devil, he's riding the devil and all that. You gotta understand, those are all symbolisms, but that, like, he legitimately has no clue that the team working behind him is like, okay, so we're just gonna do it, but we're gonna present the hit to him like this. Like, yeah, you're gonna stick it to the man and say fuck you, but really he's sticking it to God, type of thing. Do you see what I'm saying to you?
Absolutely. Let's tap in with these celebrities and specifically Travis Scott.
Okay, yeah, that's another one. I truly believe that his concert and the women he deals with, you know, the Kardashian. Like, look, man, they shapeshift every week. I've said this before and I'll say it again. They're shapeshifters. The bitches are shapeshifters. They're not human. So if anybody thinks they're actual humans, you're crazy. They might have started off human, but shit, they are built in a laboratory now. Okay, let me just tell you that. And every man that deals with them, their life gets ruined, right? Look, and Kanye, he's one of the, I guess, kind of lucky ones, you know what I'm saying? Because he was strong enough because he believed in God that much. That's how I feel. It's because he really was all about God. And so he got protected from all that shit, right? So I'm going to tell you something. At the concert, I didn't judge anybody because I'm like, I don't know what's going on. But when I'm getting hit in the head right here. So, yeah. So when, all right. So when I was watching the one video, is with particularly as far as as somebody who's a medium and a psychic and a reader, I'm watching that clip and he's singing, yeah, yeah. While the girl, whether you know she's dead or not, you see somebody being lifelessly dragged off stage and you don't say anything like, is she okay? Stop the show. Stop. Anybody else, like a normal human being with an actual heart and a pulse and blood in their veins, would have been like, what is going on? Stop. People ran up to him screaming, help us, help us, help us. And he kept on going. So to me, it felt like hell there, the kids were saying. It was hot. I felt like I was in hell. I felt like I really...
So eight flames and eight bodies.
So the number eight is also a very big one we got to look at, because the number eight is known as the infinite number. So it's abundance and all that stuff. But now if you think about a human sacrifice, right? And if you're wanting excessive abundance, and the number, maybe the number eight wasn't planned by him, but these are the things that go on in the, ooh, my ear is hot, I'm channeling right now. In the ancient Mayans, they would sacrifice a specific number of people, you know, cut their heads off, throw them down the stairs. People would like volunteer to get sacrificed because they thought that the gods would bless them and all this stuff. Now, if you want to look at that concept, those type of gods that they worship or they bow down to, and this is not, we're not talking about the devil or Satan, I'm sorry, that's not it. This is like entities that we're talking about, not the devil, not Satan, because even the devil and Satan is like, what the fuck are these people talking about? I never even talk, like, this is not my shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's the whisperer, but he's not that. So you know, when this happened, I believe strongly, for me, I believe as a person, I believe there were human sacrifices, and I believe that he stood there singing like that, like, I did it. I fucking did it. Yes. And then he made a fucking video. He was like, I just want to say to the families, like, we're, you know, we're contacting the family. His face was, he was like rubbing his face. Like, are you okay? You itchy or something, bro? Stop. Stop. I can read a person from 1,000 million. I don't even need to look at you. I can hear your voice or look at a picture. And I'll be like, no, I know. Like, come on. Like, come on, guys. You can't read these people and you're, like, worshiping these people. I'm so sorry. I feel sorry.
It's the people that's defending him for me. Oh, why would the parents allow the kids to go there? Why would they? But even if that is the case, does somebody going to a concert mean you deserve to die, though?
First of all, okay, so let's put this into perspective. Now, for those kids who went to that country concert, knowing they've been to country concerts before, everything's safe, and the guy came and shot everybody up in Vegas, do you think those parents thought about that? What is the difference between a Travis Scott concert and any other concert? It's a concert. You expect, as a parent or as even a kid going to a concert, I'm going to be safe, right? There's security there. Like, everything's going to be okay. We got water. We got bathrooms. We're going to be fine. You expect that in your mind. You're not, there's no way. Like, maybe they've seen Travis Scott concerts and people wilding out, but so those kinds of people.
It's, what do you think about moshing and the mosh? What do you think about that? What do you?
So I honestly, I have been to mosh pits before and I've got my like nose broken. Like, I've done all those things, right? But I was into that stuff. That's what I liked. You know what I'm saying? But when we saw it got dangerous, everybody would be like, hey, chill, chill, chill. Like, you know, there'd be somebody in there. We'd be like, yo, chill. He doesn't want to get hit. Like, and we pull them out, take them to the side. Now we're talking about like a place where there's a lot of young teenagers, there's going to be drugs involved, obviously, for sure. And people are going to wild out. And a lot of those kids did go there knowingly that people are going to wild out. But I'm pretty sure they said to themselves, if I just stand in the back or in the front, I'll be fine, right? Mosh pits usually happen in the middle of the circle. That's the way mosh pits work. So I'm pretty sure that a lot of these kids were not expecting to. First of all, they said no matter, oh, my ear is burning. They said no matter where they were, where am I getting this from? Okay, they said no matter, look at me, I'm talking like as if they're talking to me. They said no matter where they were standing, it was hot as hell. Like, it's hell hot, like hot like hell. So hot that from the get, they should have been like, yo, everybody back off. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't. So to me, it's like, I don't know. I don't trust people that are connected to people that to me are shape-shifting, like, reptilians. I'm sorry. And I know I could tell from them because I've been, I know, again, this sounds crazy, but I'm from a planet where we had a big war against the reptilians. Big. I've had dreams about it and everything. Like, I've seen it happening. Like, nobody sees dreams like this. That's not normal. People watch dreams about shit that happens to them on a daily basis. They're subconscious. I have past life dreams all the time. And one of the dreams that I had was on our planet, we were getting attacked by reptilian looking beings. They had like heads like that and they were chasing us down. And here's the thing, we look like reptilian beings, but we were like, I don't know how to say the word, prettier is what I'm going to use. Like, we were pretty, like, we had human faces, but like reptilian bodies is how I'm going to explain it to you. They just look like reptiles. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, chasing us down. And we were fighting. And I remember me saving a couple of people from that side because they were going like, I don't like this. I don't like this war. And even today, there's some reptilian beings that are against their own people because they're like, this is too much. And that's why they say they hide on the underground, you know, like Antarctica and all that stuff. We can go real deep into that, but that's really the truth, and that's not something we're making up. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a studier. I look into stuff, like, and I not only that, I meditate constantly on it. Am I wrong? Is this wrong? I ask myself. I'm a Virgo. I rule the mind. I'm analytical. I check facts over and over again before I come out here and say some dumb shit. And whenever I talk about shit like this, my ear starts to burn. If you could see white, red. Do you see that? So this is channeling. When somebody channels, their ears turn red. So you see how this ear is white and this one's really red? Like, it's like pink and red. That's because I'm channeling information. It's coming in hot. They're talking to me right now.
Well, you know, but then this is why we love you.
Yes.
Okay, because you give it to us real straight, no chaser. And I think people are intimidated and threatened by that.
100%.
So the industry doesn't like too much light coming through.
Yeah. Oh, no. But right now, I will tell you something, though. Fuck the industry, first of all. Let me just say that. Fuck the industry. I'm going to say this with love in my heart. Fuck the industry. You know what I'm saying? F the government, too. I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm for the people. I'm just going to keep it 100%. I'm for the people. There's the number 33. So just if anybody doesn't know, the number 33 is related to Jesus. When he died, he was 33 years old. Also, the human beings have 33 vertebrae in their spine, which make them all connected alike to one another. And also, there are 33 different blood types in the world. When you start to see the number 33 and the number 11, you are ready to work for God. And you are ready to put out a message that others are too afraid to put out. Okay? So I will tell you something right now. Fuck the government, fuck the elites, fuck the industry, fuck all that shit. I don't give a fuck about none of them. You know what I'm saying? They're just all a bunch of phony motherfuckers anyway. But what you need to understand out here is when we are talking about things like the government and the elite and all of these things, you need to understand something. If you're not for humanity, you're not for the people, then you're against us, right? But the light today, I'm just gonna tell you, the light, the light is shining its bright lights on everybody right now. And those who are hidden in the dark, they're coming out of the woodworks like, oh my God, we're being found out. I will guarantee you in the next 6 months, things will come to light. Politicians, things that are happening, people that are doing shady shit, they're coming to the light. Slowly but surely, my heart chakra is going off right there. Things are coming to the light. This is Scorpio season, and if you guys haven't been dreaming like crazy right now, these are your dreams, bringing things to the light, secrets that were not, that were being kept from you. This is ancient secrets. Come sit down, baby. Ancient secrets and all these things, they're being revealed to us right now. Right now, Scorpio season is doing that. This is Pluto, Pluto energy. Pluto is the planet of the underworld. This is Hades, right? The underworld. This is underworld, under the world. So what's hidden under the world, Scorpio's ruled by Pluto, what's hidden under the world is coming to surface now. And a lot of people can't handle it. They're like, oh God, oh God. So why do you think so many people right now, you watch for yourself, the people that you hang around with, or you're going to start to see fake friends are going to start to disappear. Fake family members are going to start to show themselves. Everything that was hidden is coming to light. I promise you. Don't question it.
Yes.
Because I can guarantee you, and this is a prediction and a prophecy, and I will give it to you right here on this show. A year from now, a lot of these people that people are idolizing and respecting and looking up to, politics, celebrities, you're going to see a lot of them go underneath the blankets, as they say. They're going to go, they're going to disappear. You're not going to see them no more because some secrets are going to come out about them. It's already happening. You know how many child sex traffickers they caught out there, like all Harvey Weinstein and the other guy, what was his name, who supposedly hung himself. He was murdered because the elite was like, we got to kill him before he starts telling everybody. What's his name, the other guy? Epstein. He was murdered. That's another one who was offed because they were afraid he was going to. You know how many celebrities? Ellen DeGeneres, all these people that you're like, I love them. Yeah, you're going to love them a lot when you find out Hillary Clinton and all them are trafficking children when she was going to see Mother Teresa. And I'm finding out Mother Teresa was involved in shit like this. God forbid. These people that help children are, they are trafficking children. Like, you guys got to wake up, man. Don't ever get it twisted. What do you think all these secret meetings, the Skull and Bones Association and all these things are about?
These ain't regular folks, you know. They in order for them to continue to make money, we have to buy into whatever it is they're
saying. Right. And if we stopped, they'd be done with. You understand that? They do say that once the Vatican is destroyed, that the world will be at peace again. And I hate to say that because a lot of people might be Catholic and they'd be like, how could you say that? Just going to say, the Vatican holds the world's secrets. And so everything that is sacred knowledge, they're keeping from us. And they're using it for their own agendas and their own, right? So that's why you have like the popes that were they tried to kill those popes. It's because those popes found out what's happening. They were like, we can't do this to people. Are you guys insane? And so they were like, we got to off this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They tried a couple of them. When you got presidents like John F. Kennedy and other ones being assassinated, and if Trump would have stood in office, I hate to say this. I know a lot of people don't like Trump. If he would have stood in office, he would have got off too because he was saying way too much. He's like, they're stealing your money. He's like, they deal with prostitutes. And like, he started telling shit that people were like, wait a minute, hold on. This guy is like, why do you think they didn't like him? They were afraid of the things he was saying.
Why is he off Twitter? Why is he not allowed to have?
Because and that's another thing people need to recognize. Okay, they said like when you saw Donald with the blue tie or Donald with the red tie, one of them was really him, one of them wasn't really him. When you see politicians, deactivate the system, deactivates, and they start to like, I don't know if you ever saw the red carpet. Once a celebrity becomes a certain status, they will tell them, this is what you're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Do not think they cannot clone people. Do not think that there's, just watch some, go on the internet and go on YouTube and type in clones and watch them malfunction on live television. Okay. Like people like just standing there like getting stuck. It's like a robot just getting stuck in its, and look, drones for you. I love it because we're talking about drones. We're talking about, like, look, they have all of this thing already. Like, this is not a conspiracy. I will tell you that they have things set up already. I remember reading an interview with Ariana Grande. They said, one night I was in my room, and she said, all of a sudden I was laying down, and she goes, this dark thing came up in my room, and she was like, I was very scared. I was on the phone, and I was very, very afraid. She goes, and I remember it coming to me, and like it did something to me. And she goes, and that was the night I stopped. That was the night I wasn't a Christian anymore. Okay, it's a real interview. It's an interview. She said that a dark energy visited her at the height of her fame. Okay, like, we're gonna need you to do this and to do that, and if you don't do it, this is what we will do. A lot of those artists and rappers, a lot of them, you got the people from B2K, the guy who said they raped us, and they recorded it, and they told us that if we don't do what they tell us to do, they're going to show everybody the tape and tell everybody we're gay. You don't know about the guy, not Razzby, the other one.
But first of all, Razzby was my last guest last week. He was on here last week.
Wow. Mommy. Yeah. Almost, baby, almost. Yeah.
Like, literally, he was on here last week, and we actually touched on that for a second, and he's in a different place now. But, and you know, will unfold.
You see how that came up, and he was a guest on your show last week. Somebody just said here, yup, Gates said that it's best to eat healthier, some synthetic meat. This is why I stopped eating meat. Now, people think I stopped eating meat because I want to be all vegan and spiritual. No, because I don't know what kind of meat it is anymore. I look at ground beef today, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's not fucking ground beef. I remember ground beef. I lived in Albania for a while, and I remember the cow getting murdered in front of us. Unfortunately, that's how it works, but they do the halal. They bless it and thank God for the meat and all that. And it would come out, and I remember what ground beef looked like. You see what I'm saying to you? Like, today's meat is not meat anymore. I don't even know what the fuck is going on with meat, but like, I'm like, a lot of this shit ain't meat. I'm just gonna say this, okay? Like, how many fucking cows can America eat? How many cheeseburgers a week? How much meat can you eat? I live in a household where they are avid meat eaters. Every night, it's a meat on the side of a dish, okay? Every single night, okay? And I was like, oh, I miss chicken, I miss fish. So the other day, I was like, I think I'm going to try chicken again. So I haven't eaten in like 8 months. I took a bite of a chicken cutlet. I was like, what the fuck? No, I don't miss it.
I don't really like meat anymore either. Like, me and mommy, since like one time, a couple months ago, when our taste went all weird.
Because COVID.
I don't even think it was our taste. I think they're changing stuff in the food.
You see? And my daughter, she used to love, like, McDonald's and, like, you know, chicken fingers and all that. Now she...
Bring her to the camera. That she got to say hi.
Come say hi. Come say hi. I'm on an interview. Say hello.
What's going on? Oh, look at her. Look at Mimi Flo.
Yes, that's my little gangster, man. She's also a very, very empathic and very in tune child, and she will tell me, like, when she don't feel right. Like, sometimes I want to go somewhere, I want to go out. She's my, like, little angel spirit guide in human form. She's my child. Listen to your children. I will always say that to people, because they will guide you. So tonight I wanted to go somewhere and, like, do something, speak for a meeting, and she comes upstairs right when I was ready to, like, get ready to go, and she goes, Mom, can you not go tonight? And I was like, thank you, because I was asking, should I go? She walks up as I'm asking, not saying you shouldn't go. Like, don't go. And I don't go. Like, or there's been times when she's cried for me to go, not to go somewhere. And I'll, you know, determine, is she crying because she don't want me to go, or because, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, something's up here, I shouldn't go. And I won't go, and I find out something happened there. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you definitely broke it all the way down tonight. And
thank you.
Are in tune with the fine divine of what life is supposed to be. And I feel like the narrative being pushed now is really dangerous, even for little, you know, Mini Flo there with you that's about to grow up and deal with these.
I keep her off. Listen, I'm going to say this real quick. I keep her off TikTok and all that. Just going to say, people tell me all the time, why aren't you on TikTok? I'm going to tell you something. I go off vibrations, and when I tell you things like Facebook and TikTok, I don't like them. I don't know why. When I'm on those apps, I get confused and irritated, and so that to me means that something chaotic is going on behind the scenes here, and I can't handle it. So I stay away from it. And I still fuck with Instagram for now, you know what I'm saying? But like, and YouTube is like, you know, I'm cool with it. I'm good with it. But I gotta tell you, I'm vibrationally speaking, I don't let her fuck with things like TikTok and shit like that, because I feel like it just, it destroys children and it makes their insecurities low. And then they start worrying about likes and things like that. And she's not on social media. She plays Roblox and that's it. And she plays with her cousins. So that's the thing I do. And then a lot of people ask, like, why don't you post pictures of your daughter? And because there's a lot of weirdos on the internet, okay? And they become infatuated with people's children, and I will murder somebody over her. So, you know, at the end of the day, I keep her off social media. Like, I don't, and people don't need to see her growing up and how pretty she is and how cute she is. Listen, protect your kids, man. That's the number one objective here on this planet, is to protect yourself, protect your family, protect your kids. And even the things I say too much sometimes, but at the end of the day, they ain't looking at me. They're like, this bitch ain't nobody paying attention to her.
That's 100%. No. Okay, you definitely are somebody. You a motherfucking flow, all right? That's who you are.
No, I'm not somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'm nobody. Nobody pays attention to me. I'm nothing. I'm nobody.
You so funny now. You flowing. Okay. You someone that gives information and messages, and that to me is someone that's a powerful person. So yeah. Just for me, I feel like even just my energy, I read energy too, and I wanted to definitely have you on the show. And I do research before I got you on here.
I know, I saw.
I watched everything. And you was a real one back then, and you're a real one now. And appreciate you for coming on. Let me ask you this. Would you go back and do it again, if you had a chance, would you go back and do it again?
I would. I wouldn't change a thing, because I feel like everything, all roads lead to home, no matter how fucked up that road is or how bumpy it is. It's always going to lead to where you need to go in life. Never ever regret a thing you did. Learn from it, because if we regret the decisions and the choices we make, then, you know, we're just looking at ourselves with guilt and shame. And that is the number one thing in the Gnostic text that Jesus says, is never look at yourself with guilt and shame. You always have to stand by what you did. And you did it, oh well, that's me. That was me. It's not me today. And I'm moving forward. And that's it.
100% facts.
Yes.
So one more thing before we get up out of here. I want to play a game called Rapid Fire. It's just okay. Random questions, and you just say the first thing that comes to your first answer that you got. And this is just for the fans and for people that just want to get one more. All right. All right. So first question, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Oh, that's my favorite color. Okay. All right. What's your favorite movie?
John Wick.
Okay. What is your favorite form of protection?
A gun.
Okay. A gun. Who is your favorite bad girls of all time?
My favorite bad girl of all time?
Yourself.
Me. She said yourself. Yeah, she blew up the spot. Yourself. She goes, yourself. Good answer, Mom. Good answer. Go ahead.
Ooh, thank you, Lil Flo. What's your favorite season of all time?
My season? It is. It was a good season. I think it was funny.
Okay. Who's your favorite actress?
Oh, Charlize Theron. She'll be my favorite.
Oh, she don't play no games. She be kicking ass. Okay, that's definitely a good one. What's your daughter's favorite movie?
It's rapid fire. You got to answer it quick.
What is that?
Your favorite movie.
Adam Sandler.
Anything Adam Sandler.
Oh, she likes smart. Okay. Okay. All right. Two more questions. Would you ever do reality TV again?
Yes.
Okay. Last question. If you can assemble the ultimate cast for your reality show, who are you bringing on there?
Okay. So I would say Judy. I would pick Christina. I would pick Amber. Amber from my season. And this is because these are the girls that I would help. So Amber, Christina, what's her name? Fuck, I don't know all the names, but her name is Venus Valentino on it. She, her and Jada, because she went through something. And that's pretty much it. So it'd be girls that went through something and that I could help transform their life. I don't know some of the other girls' names, but there's a couple of them. Seven would be on it just because she's so damn pretty. She's so fucking pretty. But that's pretty much it.
No. All right, well, there you go, I'm sure. And look, the fans, of course, is going crazy. Yeah, screaming, Jada, they put in their favorite person. At the end of the day, Flo, you are definitely reality icon. You know what I'm saying? Reality star icon. And we definitely appreciate your contribution, just good TV. And most importantly, we appreciate your contribution to being a good person.
No, me and you are going to work together, remember, for the, we'll do some toy drives and stuff like this, because what I did worked out pretty well. I did it on my own. I went around Staten Island and gave out free clothes and toys to people and food and stuff like that. And it was amazing. And I got to like personally go up to people and say, here, you need this, you need this. And I would like to do some more stuff. So whoever is willing to do stuff like that, let me know, because I love to give. That's like my favorite. So.
Absolutely. Well, you in New York and I'm in New York. I have this dance school out here.
I gotta come visit that dance school, bro.
You pull up. For
I'm pulling up.
That definitely will invite you. Let's do some toy drives. Let's do all of that.
Awesome.
Content. If you wanna, Flo comes, does a dance class. Maybe that might be interesting.
Oh, that would be cool. Some belly dancing. I know how to belly dance.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, guys. I love you guys. It was great to be on the show. Thank you for having me. Really, I appreciate it. It was amazing. I want a copy of this and I want to post it on my YouTube because people will love it. It's great. Thank you for having me on. I feel honored and blessed. And I will see you again, okay?
Of course. Thank you, Flo, for coming on. Flo, everybody, clap it up.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
Yes. Oh. Bye, everybody. Bye. Good night.
So everybody, if y'all tapping in, we are here for Black Culture to break down, and that was Flo, all right? Super dope, super transparent, super real. She gave you the 100% rundown. She even ran me down, yo. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm still like, wow. Her energy is charismatic, infectious, attractive. Okay, Flo?
Yes!
All right, but anyways. If you listen to this live, please follow me. Hit the like button, for the follow button is free.
Yes.
Okay. I do Black Culture to Breakdown every Sunday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my Instagram live. And I will be back on Sunday with a whole new guest. Tap in. Follow my Instagram to see who's up. But you never know, because I ain't going to tell you right now. But I'm out of here. Deuces.